You have a commentary for us today?
Well, you know, I was listening to your interview as I was driving in, and we were discussing on Wednesday whether or not Kissinger's advice of allowing Putin to keep certain areas of the Ukraine that he has already, let's just use the word, conquered. I don't know that that's an accurate word. Mm-hmm. If you don't let him keep it, then he'll have an occupation force there of a area that's been completely destroyed and bombarded. So I think Kissinger's wrong because Putin, if you give him that and he accepts that, then he'll just keep coming in other ways on the edges of what he's taken. And that is interesting to me because that same logic applies to so many things that are political in nature. And this terrible, terrible school shooting in Texas reminds me of the same line of thinking. And I'm still struggling with what I think the right reaction to what happened in Texas, just as I'm struggling with the best way to handle Putin. I'm struggling with what's the best reaction because there's so many things that were in place to keep what happened in Texas from happening that failed. And what we learned right after, within the 24 hours, we learned that there was supposed to have been an armed guard at the school.
Mm-hmm.
As of last night, what seemed to be the case was that was not true. We were told that this armed guard confronted this person as he entered the building. In other words, they had protocols in place that once school had started, entry into the building was not free and open. But it turns out as of the latest, he walked right into the building. Then you have that he wrecked his car. He shot his gun at the school and at a building across the street. And that was like something like either 12 or 16 minutes from that time until he entered the school. This is not a large community for the police to have not gotten there. And so I guess what I'm saying here is that I think that it's a small town. Small town police are not engaged in a whole lot of violent confrontations with criminals. But it appears to me as if there was a real breakdown on the law enforcement side, both at the initial stages, and then you have video of parents screaming at the police to go in and confront confront this killer, and they weren't doing that. And finally, it wasn't the local police; it was, for using just a term that we all understand, kind of a SWAT team of the border guard. There's apparently an elite group of border guard, and they did go in and kill the guy. And so when you try to solve a problem, the most important thing in solving the problem is understanding all of the elements of the nature of the problem. And so we have two things that should matter to us. One is making sure that our schools are properly secure, and that is something that should be able to be done as a matter of policy, in conjunction with technology, and then the other thing is that it is troubling that this 18-year-old person he didn't have known mental health problems in terms of a formal sense. Like the fellow in Buffalo had known mental health problems, right. And they were essentially ignored is the only way to describe it. And this person was very troubled. We knew that he cut himself.
Mm-hmm.
He screamed at the employees, his fellow employees at Wendy's. He was he was in a downward spiral. And the reason that that part matters is with COVID, that I think the number of old teenagers, for lack of a better term, people who are 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, who are dramatically impacted by the shutdown of COVID. I think there's going to be, I think that this type of problem, an incident could be more frequent because of other policies that our government has imposed that have effects that the public policy people like Anthony Fauci did not they didn't calculate in their desire to shut down the country and make everybody a lot of people thought that they were being made to do things that they didn't want to do, and I think that has ramifications. And so we're at a delicate place in our country on a variety of levels, and you could even say we're in a delicate place in the world. It's going to take a lot of wisdom, and that seems to be at this point in short supply.